Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose in the Word of God. This is Jeff Klein, pastor of outreach here at the church. It's Friday, May the 12th. I'll be reading from John 15, verses 5 through 9 in the Amplified Version of the Bible. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers and dies. And they gather such branches and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. My Father is glorified and honored by this when you bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. Throughout the Old Testament, prophets, one of the metaphors for the nation of Israel was a vineyard and a vine. In Isaiah, God talks about planting his people, the vine, in the vineyard of the promised land. Check this out from Isaiah chapter 5. Now I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a rich and fertile hill. He plowed the land, cleared its stones, and planted it with the best vine. In the middle, he built a watchtower and carved a wine press in the nearby rocks. Then he waited for a harvest of sweet grapes, but the grapes that grew were bitter. When Jesus picks up this theme in John 15, he calls himself the vine. Israel was never able to fulfill its purpose as the people of God, to be a kingdom of priests who would show the world what God, the real God, the God who rescued them from slavery, was like. Jesus comes in Israel's place to show the world what this God is like, to demonstrate it in tangible ways. He puts it on display while he walks around the planet. Then he creates a new people, the church, made up of his followers and disciples who are vitally connected to Jesus, who have the message of Jesus living in their hearts, who will carry on the work Jesus started. All of this will make the vineyard, God's vineyard, produce the kind of fruit that God intended. Of course, you can never produce this fruit without being vitally connected to the vine. You cannot produce this kind of fruit unless you are resting, living, abiding in the love of Jesus. And how do you prove that you're part of this true vine and have been grafted into this true vine? Well, you produce much fruit. Jesus says that proves that your connection to him is real and your desire to follow him is real. So here's the question, based on the fruit in your life, based on the fruit your life is producing, how real would people say your connection to Jesus is? In order to produce this kind of fruit, how will you stay connected to Jesus? Where in your life will you make space for that?